Hailey Bieber opens up about her hubby's ex. Did Kelsea Ballerini just call out Halsey? We recap day one of Latin Music Week. It's Tetris with Billboard News, and though Hurricane Ian has decided to join our party, I'm escaping the rain for a second at the iconic Soho Beach House in Miami, where members can escape the hustle and bustle and the wind. So as I chill in this beautiful suite, well, here are your top stories for Tuesday, September 27th.
Were you ever with Justin romantically at the same time as her?
This is so crazy. I've literally never talked about this ever.
It's the relationship that spawned Billboard Hot 100 chart toppers like Sorry.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
And Lose You to Love Me.
I needed to lose you to love me. Yeah.
Justin and Selena were 2010's music it couple. And whether you are a Jelena stan or not, Justin found the one and only in Hailey Bieber.
How has being married to someone with that level of fame impacted your identity?
Where do I start?
And she's sharing her side of the story on tomorrow's Call Her Daddy podcast, and boy, did they drop a teaser.
A lot of the hate and the perpetuation comes from like, oh, you stole him. It's about people knowing the truth, because there's a truth.
Kelsea Ballerini is letting it all out with her new album, Subject to Change.
I was friends with a pop star. I put him on track four, but wish I could take it back. I would have never asked if I knew we wouldn't talk anymore.
Kelsea's new country banger, Doing My Best, calls out the fact that she had a falling out with the pop star, and fans think she's talking about Halsey. Kelsea refers to putting someone on track four, and Halsey appeared on track four, The Other Girl, on Ballerini's self-titled album. Doing My Best doesn't seem to elaborate much more on her falling out with the pop star, but you know we'll be watching out for more music from these two. Billboard Latin Music Week kicked off in a big way, and Romeo Santos helped us do it. We're at a beautiful suite at the Soho Beach House in Miami to tell you all about how we kicked off our week. The weather never bothered us anyway, as attendees filed in the Faena Forum for a day full of panels, goodies, and fun. During our How I Wrote the Song, the producers panel, Sky Rompiendo spoke on working with global stars like Rosalía and J Balvin.
Una gran líder dentro del estudio. Las ideas, su visión, a donde puede llevar una canción, es increíble.
And during the Latin Touring Goes International panel, Wisin y Yandel dropped knowledge on their epic lineup of collaborations, such as J-Lo and Ozuna, and said this about their album.
Hicimos un disco, lo hicimos con el corazón, espero que le guste.
And the evening was special, as Vice President of Latin, Leila Cobo, and our executive team invited the industry's Latin power players to an evening of food and cocktails that included a surprise appearance by Romeo Santos himself, as the room discussed Latin music's massive movement. That's gonna do it for today. I'm gonna keep enjoying this awesome suite, and we'll be back with more news and Billboard Latin Music Week coverage tomorrow. From this tub in Soho Beach House here in Miami, Florida, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. Before we go, Hurricane Fiona has devastated Puerto Rico. If you would like to help the people of Puerto Rico, Billboard suggests making a donation to www.redcross.org/donate.